This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You going to celebrate Christmas normally this year? Or are you banning visitors? Are you not going anywhere because you're afraid of the edicts that have come down from all of these Gestapo governors? Or maybe you just believe in the ruse of the Wu Flu virus. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And this is the Kevin Jackson Show, which is part of that network. And I'm glad you guys are with me. Christmas, again this year. It's funny how it happens. It seems like every year we have Christmas, doesn't it? But under a Biden administration, well, maybe you won't. Maybe you won't have that pesky Christmas to deal with. Thankfully, it was another glorious year under President Trump, the man who actually brought Christmas back. He's bringing sexy back. Ironically, the heathen who Christ followers thought didn't care about religion may have very well saved it. The guy that is uncouth, he's unhinged. My brother, who didn't vote for President Trump in 2016, now is an avid follower of Donald Trump. He joked that Trump called Corinthians and 2 Corinthians 2 Corinthians when he was speaking at, Liberty University or somewhere. And he says, I can't vote for a guy that doesn't believe that God is like the number one thing in his life. And I said to him, big mistake, because let me tell you something. Hillary Clinton certainly doesn't believe it. With her Bible-thumping heathen of a husband, only going to black churches when it was convenient, when they needed to win that vote. Well, they don't need to do that anymore, do they? Because the Democrats have figured out how to win without having to have anybody's vote. Just sit it out, America. We got this. We're the elitist. As it pertains to Christmas, Democrats have tried for years to shut down Christmas. The progressive movement hates Christmas. They call them holiday parties, holiday events instead of Christmas. They don't care about Hanukkah or any of these other religious things. They want the removal of nativity scenes. They call them, I forget the word, the terminology they use, but they say it incites the wrong feelings and emotions in our Muslim brothers, our Islamist. The ACLU actually sues people displaying nativity scenes on behalf of Islam because they're mad about it. A tradition, an American tradition. Something that has gone no moleste, that means unmolested in Mexican, but it has gone on with nobody caring. Hey, if you're a Muslim and you got something to celebrate during Christmas, go for it. But why you want to mess with us? Got a whole group of people out there who hate you because you believe in something bigger than yourselves. You're going to let them win? Religious persecution for decades by the left. The so-called progressives, the people that say kumbaya, let's all join hands and sing together. They call you idiots for believing in something bigger than yourself. Oh, I'm with you. Don't misunderstand me. I'm in that mix. I'm an idiot because I believe in God, a living God who demonstrates more miracles in a moment than anybody can count. And what's funny is the left can't see the miracles at all. They look at their Twitter feeds, they look at their Instagrams, they look at all this stuff. Miracle on top of miracle on top of miracle, gone unnoticed. They think government delivers miracles. What miracles has God worked in your life? Or the spiritual being that you account to. What miracles have been worked in your life? Do you believe your life is full of miracles? Because I'm going to tell you something. I don't have to guess about mine. You ever felt helpless? You ever felt hopeless? You ever felt like your back was against the wall? Did you figure it out? What happened? Did you get a whisper in your ear that some angel come to you and figure it out for you. Maybe it came in the form of a friend that you didn't know you had, a stranger who did a favor for you at the bus stop or at the bathroom, or somebody stopped you from doing something or did something to help you get, who knows? All around you, miracles. Miracles working. That sudden phone call, that text message, that email, that Zoom meeting, that conference call, whatever. You heard something. You saw it. It came in a flash. It was something that was on your phone, and it came. Words that you needed to see. Uplift. Feel good. Life is good. You're worth it. I don't know what affirmation came. Did it come just at the right moment as you were feeling like, man, God, just give me a sign? What was it? Hope I'm making you think. This is Kevin Jackson you're listening to, folks, part of the Kevin Jackson Network. See, it's happened to me so often, I can't even describe it. The voice in your ear. The question you should be asking yourself, and this is what leftists should be asking themselves, is why don't you hear it? Why don't you see these miracles? Because they are happening all around you. Let me tell you why. They've learned to tune them out because they are not a holy group of people. They have no spirituality. They have no moral or ethical core. That is why they celebrate the big cheat that has occurred. Why? How do you think you're going to hear something when the deafening roar of immorality is all around you? It's just, it drowns out everything, any possibility of you seeing mankind for what it is. Oh, they claim they're the holier than thou. They are the ones who want to do the best for the kids, for the widows and orphans, all the poor people. They want to redistribute wealth. They want to do it all. But they're not going to do it with their money. They're not going to do it with their time. They're going to beat people down so they get what they claim they want, which isn't what they want at all. They don't want to redistribute wealth. They want people who are going to keep that money spending. They don't want you to have it. You'll save. You'll prepare. You'll be ready for stuff. They don't want that. They want money working. See, you are building towards middle class and working towards upper class even. You actually believe you can pursue the American dream. These people do not want that for you. They want you to capitulate. Hey, come on, we got this wage we've already set up for you. What do you care what you could possibly make when we're willing to give you, I don't know what, $30,000 a year? What's the number these days? What's the minimum wage? $15 an hour? What's the livable wage that they want you to have? Not livable, what's the one that they want you to have no matter what, just because you're born? I forget what they call it, but you know what I'm talking about. They want you helpless, they want you hopeless, they want you depending upon a God that isn't a God at all. The God of government. And that's the one you pay for. You're the God of that.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-666-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Justice Roberts in the news. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. There's something suspicious about Justice Roberts. And it's, you know, the guy could be as innocent as Brett Kavanaugh. But I have to tell you, there's a lot of buzzards circling around this guy, and it partially has to do with his decisions. It goes back to Obamacare. That's the one that sort of drew the attention of most of America. Up until that point, the guy had pretty much flown under the radar, right? I didn't look at his record. I don't think most of you did either. But when it came time for Obamacare, we were looking for a savior. We were looking for somebody that said, you know this isn't right. The government forcing you to get some sort of an insurance What next? Insurance for air? Insurance for water? What else can they make you get if they can make you get insurance for medical? As I used to say at the time of Obama, when Gruber was the one who was forcing this thing and making it appear as though it was science. Look at the science of it. Now, he didn't say that, but that's the joke to me, is that it's always about the science. I said you're three times more likely to end up in court than in the hospital. So why wouldn't you declare that everybody has to have insurance for legal representation? They do offer that, you know. But no, it's about our health care. Because it was going to save lives, man. See, going to court, that doesn't save lives. Going to the hospital, that saves lives, baby. Come on. Y'all follow me. Come on, man. You know what I'm talking about. So anytime you can, quote, save lives well, we have to do it. It's for the greater good. For the widows and orphans. So we relied on Justice Roberts. We were like, oh, man, it's 4-4. Shoot, Justice Roberts, man, we know what he gonna do. What? He did what? And then we started asking ourselves, wait a minute. This is a Bush appointee. Then people went back and looked at his record and went, you know what? He's not nearly as conservative as we thought. Let me tell you something. I remember when Justice Roberts was appointed, I was happy. I was so overjoyed that Bush put this guy in. It was ridiculous, but it goes to show you how little I knew. People ask me all the time, well, leftists do, why weren't you vocal during the time of George Bush? Because I was an idiot. I wasn't even thinking politics. I just went along with I was along for the ride like everybody else. I'm not saying I was leftist, but I believed what they told me about Justice Roberts. I believed that George Bush was a Republican, a man who put Republican. Certainly wasn't for Al Gore. Who would that clown have put in? So, yeah, I was for him. But now that I've had time to actually look at it and contemplate it and study it with the academic rigor, I now go, oh, no. Big mistake. So Obamacare sort of outed him. And then people started looking, you know, at his record and wondering, what's the deal? You know, and his, this thing he declared, I don't have justices that are lean left or lean right. We are just justices that do our jobs. Yeah, then why is it that Sotomayor and Kagan and Breyer and used to be, what's her face, the one that died, Ginsburg, all voted along party lines, and we would get our four and maybe get you. Maybe. Why is it that it sure seems that way? And why is it that we always feel like we're the ones on the right, correct in what we're assuming, and these other people are dead wrong? Their interpretations are things that are about touchy-feely. They're not based on jurisprudence, good jurisprudence, and looking at actual case law and what's right for the country. They're just, oh, well, you can't say that because disproportionately people of color have been mistreated over the decades. What? That's not the America we live in any longer. But Justice Roberts, man, he was all for it. He should have been, and look, I get these people can do whatever they want. They're Supreme Court justices, and they have righted wrongs that they themselves have done throughout the past. But let me tell you, we're a completely different America than we were in the mid-1800s and then going into the mid-1900s. We're completely different. We got it. We woke up. Nobody doubts that. Anyway, so now there's this question of, well, has this guy been compromised? It's not new. Subject's come up before. It's a legitimate subject. You don't want Supreme Court justices who've been compromised any more than you want a president who's been compromised. Joe Biden, for example, the former VP, he has been compromised. His entire family is compromised. The Democratic Party is compromised. They don't have any legit people to offer as president. We have a few. We don't have that many either as Republicans, but we have a few. Donald Trump is certainly one. We know he's not compromised. But Roberts may very well be. There's a picture floating around with him, supposedly with Ghislaine Maxwell. I'll be honest, all you white folks look alike. I can't tell if it's him. But they're purporting it as being him. I haven't looked at Snopes. I don't know what Roberts looked like young, but it could very well be him. There's a manifest that has a John Roberts aboard Epstein. I'll get it out. Aboard Epstein's plane. There's a lot of, you know, that's a pretty popular name, John Roberts. So is it him? Len Wood says it's him. I was reading this article. It says, Chief Justice Roberts, was he on Epstein Island? Attorney Len Wood went scorched earth on Chief Justice Roberts, accused him of links with Jeffrey Epstein and Pedophile Island. Len Wood said, this may be the most important tweet of my life. And he went after him. Here's what the article says. John Roberts has been led along like a dog on a leash since Barack Obama was president. His rulings make no sense to anyone. This may explain why there were reports earlier of flight logs from Epstein's Lolita Express, and they show Roberts on there. I don't know. We know what the ramifications of that are. But if it's true, it's pretty damning, given, you know, what Epstein was all about. I don't know. I'm telling you guys right now, I don't know. I don't know what the guy looked like. I would say this. We know a lot more about Kavanaugh's past than we know about Roberts. Roberts came along in a day where you didn't put the level of scrutiny into these guys or even concoct the lies. And not knowing that he's a Bush guy, you know, and everything that we've now learned about how the media operates and how the New World Order operates, he probably is compromised. I don't know. I'm saying that up front. But I'll tell you this, his behavior certainly lends itself for people to question it and wonder, is he really doing things by the book? I don't know about this screaming fit that he supposedly had about Texas. I know this, the Supreme Court should be taking up cases about this crooked election, and they seem to be ignoring it, and the excuses are untenable. People are going, what kind of an excuse is that?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says Americans will see another round of stimulus checks very soon.
People are going to see this money at the beginning of next week. So it's very fast. It's money that gets recirculated in the economy. So people go out and spend this money, and that helps small business.
Mnuchin making those comments on CNBC that direct payment would be subject to the same income limits as it was back in March, which was $75,000. CVS Health will begin vaccinating those in long-term care facilities this week. The company is saying the first doses of the Pfizer vaccine will be given in 12 states. They include Florida, Nevada, New York, and Ohio. President-elect Joe Biden set to receive his first dose of the coronavirus vaccine on live television Monday. USA Radio News. A federal panel is recommending that people 75 years and older, as well as teachers, firefighters, and grocery store workers, should be next in line for coronavirus vaccines. That's not sitting well with some, though, who say the vaccine should be distributed to minorities and people of color first. As far as why he believes race is always brought into things, Republican Congressman-elect Burgess Owens says,
well, it's real simple. That's the way the left rolls. It's always about division. Why don't we just go ahead and have those who are most at risk are our elderly, those who truly need to have some type of vaccine, some kind of protection. Let's take care of them first.
Jupiter and Saturn will align tonight for a phenomenon not seen in 800 years. The two planets will align to become what is known as the Christmas Star. The last time this celestial event happened, called the Great Conjunction, happened on March 4th, 1226. Today is the shortest day of the year, so the star will be visible longer. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I'm going to get to what happens when Trump wins, all that, the fallout of that here in just a second. But I got this thing. I don't know. I think it's true. It said Londoners can go to jail for trying to leave the city. It happened, I want to say, Sunday night was the last night. That by midnight, if you were a Londoner trying to leave the city, like to go visit family or something like that, you could get arrested. Whoa, what a world. Britain has fallen. The Kevin Jackson Network is what I'm a part of. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show that's part of that network. For those of you who are out there that are wondering, what's going on, Kev? You give out a lot of email address or whatever you call it, URLs. Yeah. We do, too many. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com has everything. See, the problem is you find me on the radio, and you go, well, Kevin Jackson's a radio host, but you don't know that I'm also a pundit. I go on TV and talk on other people's stuff. I go on other radio shows and talk about them. I'm a best-selling author. I'm a fellow at the Robert J. Dole Institute of Politics. I've got three best-selling books. I'm a filmmaker. I own a film site that's challenging Hollywood. I could go on. We're doing TV series about policing in America, cop shows. We're not quite up to Chicago PD level, but we're doing some pretty interesting stuff. So we do a lot of things, and people don't know that. And the problem is we're not getting the word out. And as much as I love you guys, and I know you try, you have lives. I can't rely on you. I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, I can't rely on you. You're not dependable. I'm not saying that at all. I love you guys. But I'm saying, I'm not going to say, hey, man, live and breathe everything that Kevin Jackson's team does. You got lives. You got things to do. When you stop for a moment and you do give us your time, oh, my God, we are so appreciative. Thank you. We've discovered some amazing people. I've had people now who've been with me for 8 years. But what I don't like are the ones who come in, they work a week, and then they're like, man, I ain't getting paid no $1 million. I don't understand, Kevin. I'm like, yeah, neither do we, because we don't make any money. We're not in it for the money. We're not stupid about it. We're going to definitely change some stuff, but we're not in it for the money. We're in it to get to change hearts and minds. so we can prevent Londoners from having to face jail time for trying to leave their stupid city. You think it's going to happen to you eventually or not going to? Let me tell you, you're going to be signing a passport. You're going to, in your future, if we don't stop it, it's something that says, I'm free to travel the country. I've got my stamp. I've got my barcode. I can travel from Texas to New York because I'm disease-free. You think they care about the disease-free coming in from Mexico? Or do they just say, open the borders? You think they're going to care if you're an illegal crossing the border, if you have your barcode yet? It's insane. And here's an interesting statistic for you. A tweet that I got. There's a 96% decrease in influenza during 2020 as compared to the three-year average during week 40 through 50, the beginning of the flu season. A 96%. In other words, everything's being coded what, folks? What's the magic word? Well, it's Wu Flu here, but it's COVID for the uninitiated. Told you it was going to happen. I told you. This has been the only year where whether it's pneumonia or tuberculosis or whatever, is all way down. There's a reason for it. I don't know if this is true, but you guys can stew on this for a little bit. Actually, you know what? We'll talk about that later. I want to get to this Trump thing. I want you to consider everything that fails, everything that's going to fall for the left when Donald Trump is reelected. What all's been tried? Okay, we've already talked about Wu Flu. Trump's bought into it for a bit, but I think at some point he's going to wake up. Once the restaurant business is back, the entertainment business is back, I think he's going to say, enough of this. Have you seen Wuhan, China? The Chinese have to be laughing at us. 76 days, that country was on lockdown. Wuhan was on lockdown because that's where the virus started. You go there now, they are asking, China is trying to actively get people to come to Wuhan. They brag about social life. There are no masks being worn. They're at the disco hanging out. Think about, I don't know how many days we are in the midst of a lockdown, but the better part of a year, we're in the lockdown. And the Chinese are over snickering going, oh, you still locked down? We party over here. We party over here. They're partying their butts off. And we're still talking about massive lockdowns. And it doesn't matter. The data in every state that has lockdown shows that the states that don't lock down are doing better. Florida is doing better than Texas. Period. No lockdown. Oh, we're just social distancing and wearing our mask. Your masks don't help, but they don't care. The Democrats, it's not about that, man. It's about control. And they hate. Let me tell you, keep talking to people about what China's doing. That's what we should be. Hey, check it out. Wuhan, party in Wuhan. Let's all meet in Wuhan and party. We should plan excursions to China so we could all go to Wuhan. By the way, an unbelievably beautiful area of the world. I got to give it to them. China, whew, there are some areas of China that are just, Wuhan's one of them. They don't build cities where there's not anything there, architecturally or, you know, the seascape, the mountainscape, whatever. And Wuhan, stunning. And architecturally, rivals any city in the world. I mean, it's obviously different than, say, Macau or Vegas or whatever, but I'm telling you, let me tell you, I've been wanting to take my family to China for a long time. Almost booked the trip because I keep telling everybody it's an unbelievable place. I love the culture and the people. Their government sucks. It does. But I'm not mad at them. If the people want that government, fine for them. But here's what I will tell you. They're feasting over there. While we go through this nonsense, they have shut down our economy with the help of leftists who let them do it, who use the ruse of this virus to do everything that is destroying people, that has people overdosing on drugs. I heard that 4 times the number of people died in San Francisco of overdoses than died from the Wu Flu virus. And what does the California do? It gives out hypodermic needles. It gives you places to shoot up. You think they're going to solve that problem? Yeah, there's nothing to, there's no global pandemic when it comes to junkies. So they're not going to solve it. But I want to know what happens when Donald Trump wins, when he brings down these social media tyrants, when he separates these companies into pieces, and suddenly they're no longer being run by just leftists. They're run now by the government, or they're run by an entity that says you will be fair because you can be sued. When the system gets fixed, when people return to being in charge, something that frightens elitists beyond their comprehension, the fact that they are no longer in charge, because they structured things for them to be in charge forever. They never want you in charge. They think you are idiots. They think we are idiots. I did a whole series on the aristocracy. These people that stretch their credentials, that want you to believe they're more than what they are. Oh, yeah, you know, I went to Harvard. I did this. My degrees are in such and such. I don't really care. I know guys that went to MIT, and I would take a graduate of Georgia Tech in an instant over them, or Rensselaer. There are people that have gone to engineering schools that make some of the engineers in MIT. Don't misunderstand me. MIT's got some bright, bright people. But so do other schools. But these, what I'm getting at is you got the Dr. Jill Bidens of the world, the fake doctors. You got the Joe Bidens of the world. I'm a former vice president. I've been a senator for this many years, and I've accomplished absolutely nothing. People that put stuff on their resume. I worked under the administration or this or that. I know some of them that are worse on the Republican side. They're just as bad. See, that's what you look for. You look for a person that wants to beef themselves up. I'm not telling you. If you want to try to pick up some dude or some girl and you want to give yourself a little bit of better resume, go for it. Been there, done that. But when it comes to things that matter in life, if you still got to, I wouldn't do that now, but I'm saying I've done it. But if you still feel like you got to stretch your credentials in order to make somebody feel good, you're choosing the wrong friends. You can either do a job or you can't. You can either pursue somebody. I told my son, here's how you're going to pick your wife, son. Find somebody that digs you first, that you happen to like. That's a great way to start. But don't go for the person that makes you chase him. They're like, look at me, I'm on this thing up in here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What happens, folks, when the rest of America wakes up to what America did by putting Donald Trump back in office? No matter how it happened, because it's going to happen. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite 7-Herb Formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
As we realize that it's not quite as dangerous as you
you got to be. You know, I was absolutely appalled at the cowardice, you know, and as you're sitting there with your masks on, I don't blame you for wearing masks, because I'd be hiding my face too if I was you for what you're doing. It's absolutely horrendous what you're doing to these people. I'm a business owner, and I'm telling you, our families are starving. You know, you guys can sit here with your jobs, you can sit here and you're going to get paid, you can fall asleep in your chair like that gentleman's doing behind his mask right there, okay? And I'm telling you right now, that right now we're being peaceful. And you better be happy that we're good citizens, that we're peaceful citizens. But it's not going to be peaceful much longer, okay? And this isn't a threat, I'm not a criminal, I've never been a criminal, but I'm telling you, good citizens are going to turn into real concerned and revolutionary citizens real soon. And nobody else is going to say that. I'm probably the only person that has a ball to say what I'm saying right now. That we're building, we're organizing, and we'll work with law enforcement or without law enforcement. But you won't stop us when time comes, because our families are starving. And if you don't hear the seriousness of my voice, I hope you open your ears. You absolutely listen to what I'm saying. Because this is a warning for what's coming. It's not going to be peaceful much longer. It's not going to be rah-rah. It's not going to be speeches. It's not going to be gathered outside saying the Pledge of Allegiance. It's not going to be waving flags. It's going to be real. When you see the things that I've seen, I went to war for this country. I've seen the ugliest, dirtiest part of humanity. I've been in combat, and I never want to go back again. But I'm telling you what, I will to save this country. If it happens to be against our own citizens, it will happen. And there's a million people like me, and you won't stop us. Open the county. Let our citizens do what they need to do. Let owners of businesses do what they need to do to feed their families. Take the masks off. Quit masking and muzzling your children. The psychological damage you're doing to them is horrible. I've had 6 friends kill themselves since it's happened. Veterans who lost their jobs. How do you feel about being complicit in perpetuating that? The greatest coach ever perpetuated on the American people. And you're part of it by wearing your masks. In Shasta County, we're supposed to be red country up here. Not blue country, we're red country up here. You guys know that. I mean, you claim to be conservatives, maybe you're not. Maybe you're liberals, I don't know. But by God, we're Americans. And remember that. Take your masks off. Quit muzzling yourselves. Join us. Fight with us against what's going on in Sacramento. It's a travesty. Thanks.
That's one mad private citizen. You know anybody who feels that way? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. He's upset. And he's saying, I'm not threatening. It's not. I'm not threatening anything. I'm telling you the temperature of the water. You sit back there, you smug legislators, council people, city council people, think there's something special. It's like going before your homeowners association. People get a little bit of power and they think, well, look at me. Yeah. So they got all this stuff brewing and they get to keep their jobs. You know, the things that they do, the games that they're playing are affecting people. And this guy is saying, you think this is a game? Wait until it affects you. Wait until people are knocking down your door, threatening to burn down your house or doing it. Wait until that happens. Wait until this defund the police happens and there is nobody to protect you. Because the only thing standing between us and you is our respect of the law. Wait until we lose it. Then watch what happens. Wait until millions of Americans say, if you don't want to have laws, so be it. Bring on Antifa. Bring on Black Lives Matter. Watch who wins in this civil war. I'm not advocating any violence or anything for anybody. I'm just telling you, I understand that frustration. If you can't trust your elected officials, you can't trust the election system, you can't trust that you're going to get your fair day in court over whatever it is you're doing. It's going to be Keystone Cop, or what do they call it? Kangaroo Court? What do you think you're going to do? I asked the question earlier, what happens when Trump topples all this? When these elitists figure out, this is not just America where he's toppling this system. He's toppling it worldwide. See, there's been this massive money grab over the decades, and they shifted around. They make it, it's about poor. Now they're talking about redistribution of wealth. De Blasio came out and said, why do we look at this as a dirty word? Or as a dirty phrase? Redistribution of wealth. Yes, we're for it. That's what we want to do. Well, hey, De Blasio, here's an interesting little thing for you to consider. So do we. The redistribution of wealth occurs when people decide with their own ability that I'm going to go buy this product that I like. I'm going to go help this person that I know I'm helping specifically, not because of the government. I'm going to start a company because I think I can give a product or service and help people to redistribute their stuff to me. It's an easy thing to do. It's funny how these people never think about redistribution of wealth is some poor guy opening a business. How many of these bodegas? You know who owns these bodegas? Foreigners. They come over here, they go, you know what? People buy a lot of crap and they pay a lot of extra money for it. So I set up a little store. I'll open it up. I won't have a ton of money, but I'll make a small amount of profit and then I'll do another store. And I'll watch my numbers and I'll live, you know, within my means. It's not that difficult to get redistributed wealth. Every time you go to the gas station, every time you go to a convenience store, a grocery store, a movie theater, whatever, you know what you're doing? You're distributing your wealth. You're redistributing it. De Blasio is 100% right. There is nothing wrong with redistribution of wealth. It happens trillions of times every year. Millions and millions, if not billions of times every day, somewhere in the world, it is redistribution of wealth. Somebody with money gives something to somebody who may have money or may not. It's redistributed. The problem, Bill de Blasio, is who gets to do it? See, de Blasio believes he, as an elitist, should determine how that's done, not you. You don't have enough sense. Oh, so what? Your car needs new tires. The government will make that decision for you. He determines when you get your new tires, not you. How the heck do you know anything? I mean, what, are you at the source? Is winter coming and you need to winterize? Because wouldn't they know more than you? They know that your money should be going to study Chinese prostitutes after they get drunk. Why do you want to take your money, take it to a shelter, and say, you know what, I want to donate $100 to see if I can help feed some people here on the spot where I live? Because de Blasio knows more than you. You're going to blow it. You'll blow your money. So see, these leftists, they hate it. They hate that you want control of it, the control of the redistribution. And they want to make you pay. How dare you? How dare you put a guy in place who makes you believe that you are in control of him? See, de Blasio, he's the mayor. You put him there, you put him in a position of power. So by default, one guy now speaks for the millions of people in New York. Cuomo, his boss, speaks for the multi-millions of people in New York State. And he knows how it all runs because he's an elitist. He's got it down. But here's what I will tell you. No matter what they decide to do with your money, it does not apply to theirs. No matter what rules they set up for you, here's what I can tell you. It does not apply to them or their cronies and their staff that they consider to be part of the elite. And this is what Donald Trump is blowing up, and this is why they can't stand him or you. You got to go down because you bucked the system. You chose somebody that doesn't respect the order of things. I told you what Republicans hate most about Donald Trump. Donald Trump jumped right into the fray and he said, I don't want to be a city councilman, an alderman, I don't want to be a school board president, I don't want to be the mayor, I don't want to be the county commissioner, I don't want to be the governor, I don't want to be a congressman, I don't want to be a senator. See, all those things are pecking orders, the chain of command. And you're supposed to want to follow that. How dare you want to go around that? So Donald Trump's like, I don't want to do any of that. I want to be the man. I'm going to be president. If I'm running for anything, I'm going to run for president. And he did it. And not only did he do it, he won. Bob Dole supposedly came out and said, you need to stop, just give up, Mr. President, and give it over to Biden. And Trump's like, shut up, old man. Somebody roll him back into the wherever they keep the Republican relics. It's a new day, baby. Get out of my face. He's fighting for all of us, and you know it. And it isn't about supporting of Trump. It's supporting of the rule of law. And you know how important it is, and that's why you will not back down. You will not give up. And I know many of you still ask me, Kev, what do you think? What do you think? I think the same thing I thought on election night. We won big.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.